Everybody, thank you for joining me in another episode of the J-Pod Bonecast presents 31 Days of Child's Play. Today is day 29, season 3, episode 4. We're going over Dressed to Kill. This will be the last episode before our... we go through the Child's Play reboot, and then we're going to have our Heidi Ho Halloween special. So that Heidi Ho Halloween special is going to be in two parts. The first part... they'll all air on the same day at midnight, starting on Halloween. And the first part is going to be a little memorial to our buddy Ryan, a huge part of this podcast as a guest. I have Dan Cray, newcomer, coming on, and we have Kyle and TJ joining us for that. And then in part two, I'm going to hop on and we're going to plug the brand new book, Peripheral, which came out October 13th by D.S. Vernon. So that'll be very cool. Cannot wait for that. I know there's going to be a lot of emotions running high during it, and obviously in the first part it's a really tough thing to talk about, but it definitely needs to be talked about. And like I said, when we come back in season 6 this summer, we are going to have an episode that is totally dedicated to Ryan. We're going to try and get all his buddies on there, his father, and anyone from New York, and Massachusetts, anyone who wants to join, give a little audio eulogy or whatever you want to do, a little memorandum, memories, anything, guys, anything goes. So definitely keep that in the back of your mind. We are going to be taking a hiatus once this is over. As you guys know, I work a lot in the winter, and these are my months, so I'll come back in the spring. We'll start preparing for the summer season, and I'll get some recordings under my belt. But the first episode, that is what it's going to be. It's going to be the episode dedicated to Ryan, so I'm really, really looking forward to that. And our Heidi Ho Halloween special is going to be amazing. I promise you guys this. So this is the last episode of Chucky, and it's actually perfect. I didn't even plan this out at all, which is insane. But this is actually the mid-season finale, so we actually will not even get brand new episodes of Chucky until 2024. So this is pretty crazy. This is not what I thought it was going to end off as. I honestly thought that the Collins family would be killed by now, by the season finale, but no, that's not where we're going. As we know in the last one, Chucky has lost the power of Dembala. So Dembala is not inside anymore, and in order to get it back, he needs to go to the most vicious house ever with the history of everything, and he picked the White House. He has to kill 6 people. He's given more than 6 lives at this point, and still Dembala has rejected him. So let's see what happens in this episode, but spoiler alert, the same thing's going to happen, and it's crazy because we're going to actually see Chucky age. So Dressed to Kill, this is awesome. We get the previously on fucking Chucky. We see that, Halloween was actually Joseph's favorite, idea and, holiday, and that, the family in honor of him are throwing a costume ball. So sure enough, Chucky is dressed like the Phantom, opera guy, and that, I guess that was what Joseph was going to be for Halloween last year. So, what if someone else dies? Mrs. Collins is talking to Mr. Price right now, who's head of security. We know this guy means so much business, and it's very weird, a little, sexual tension going on between them, but we know Mr. Price is definitely going to die at some point in this, right? It's funny, you can kind of tell the cast, the way they act and everything like that in the television show, which one Chucky is going to kill next. It's almost like if you're more annoying than next, then you're probably going to get, marked to be killed. But I will give you this as a spoiler. Mr. Price doesn't die in this episode, which I also was kind of surprised. I don't think he died. He might have died. There was a lot of people that died at the end of it, but I don't think it was Mr. Price. So we see Chucky with a mask. This is funny. The whole time he's in costume in this episode. So a little irony going on there, because when we do see Lexi, Devin, and Jake, they are all in their costumes, and they're all Chucky good guy dolls. So, Chucky... comes out to play, he's wearing the mask, and, Mr. Collins comes in talking to you know, talking to Henry, saying, like, you know, asking him about Joseph. And Henry is still under the assumption that Joseph is inside of this doll, but really it's Chucky, you know. Chucky's playing the role of Joseph. He's conning him, if you will. And again, you know, Henry tells the truth, like, no, Chucky's keeping the mask on because he's avoiding from looking old. Mr. Collins is like, what? Okay, whatever. And he just leaves. So again, Chucky's pretending to be Joseph to Henry. He says, you know, they're going to be coming for me, and I'm going to get my three last sacrifices. Because as we know, he already has three kills. He just needs six, right? So for Dimbala. And that's when Henry says, who's Dimbala? And, you know, and where did your voice go? So Chucky says, oh, I'm sorry. You know, still Joseph, right? Go tell Dad we want to carve pumpkins, and I'm going to need a really big knife. Okay. So, you know, and Henry's scared. You know, he doesn't want anyone else to die, it seems like. You know, you can tell Henry is, obviously, Chucky got him at a good time because he's mourning the death of his brother. A lot of things can go through people's minds, you know, and they're just not thinking straight. So, the title screen comes up, and it's, you know, Chucky made up of all dolls. We see Jennifer Tilly now, and she's trying to be real, telling the correctional officer that she's actually Tiffany Valentine. She's sick of this charade. No one believes her, you know, they think she's insanity. She's in a maximum security cell, and she's awaiting death with 103 counts against her. We're going to see her obviously play around with that, and she learns a lesson. You should never kill in Texas, because that's the easiest way to get the death penalty, right? So everyone's clapping for her as she comes in. She's like, wow, I can't believe this, you know, special population. 3 weeks from today, she's going to die. She's going to be a lethal injection. So she asked for her religious items that haven't shown up yet. Obviously, that's her voodoo and all that good stuff. So that's kind of, yeah, that's a kind of good, you know, thing to do, right? Like, ask for your religious items. So, I mean, they got to give you rights on that. So now we're going to see the Collins, and they're dressed up for Halloween, but they don't really look too dressed up because they always look like this, and they're supposedly being JFK and Jackie, which is funny. And Grant even calls them out saying, you guys always look like that. So we see Annie Gilpin, and this character gets introduced. She's going to die this episode, I'm going to tell you guys in advance, but, you know, she seems very annoying right off the top. Ends up grabbing the knife from Chucky and things like that, and the carving, and the pumpkin. She's like, oh, I'll worry about carving the pumpkin, you know? And he says, yeah, sure, we'll see about that, he ends up saying. So it's awesome. He ends up, Henry ends up saying, do you think Dolly Madison's going to get us? It's like, are you kidding me? This poor kid. So Tiffany, again, because they think it's haunted. This whole entire place is haunted with past presents, right? So Tiffany, you know, gets to watching Frankenstein. And we end up meeting Evelyn Elliott, who is this amazing cook. She created the recipe for the great Swedish meatballs that she's been feeding to Chucky this whole time. She said she actually read her book and it increased her efficiency by like 50%. And she's banked in, you know, from it, with her murderous ways and everything like that. And she's like, oh, how to help you? Oh, continue to murder. So it's like, whoa. So then we end up seeing her, and we find out why she's involved in a prison cell and everything like that, right? A cook. What do you think she did? Well, unfortunately, she found her husband with the assistant cheating. So she ended up baking them into a souffle. She called it a slut souffle. They smoke a cigarette, enjoy some coffee. And then they talk about womanhood and how unfair women are treated, you know, in this whole entire thing. And they're both about to be executed, but she ends up finding out that she killed her own sister. After fudging it up, thinking that Jennifer Tilly was in a movie, she ends up saying, oh, that was my sister Meg. I accidentally killed her. And she says, wow, I lost my sister. I would have had anything to get her back. You're a monster. And sure enough, that's just the end of a friendship. She ends up, you know, freaking out on her and everything like that. So we see Tiffany get a little something from her, and she gets her cigarette butt. So what is she going to do with that? So now we see this masquerade ball that's about to begin. Jake, Devin, and Lexi are all good guys dolls, you know. They plan to catch Chucky in the act and show the president. So, I mean, they're going to go through the metal detectors and everything like that, and they're going to take everybody's stuff. You know, Lexi's hairpin in her hair that looks really sharp. This rope that Jake is carrying around, obviously, to tie Chucky up. And Devin actually gets to go through, and he's fine. So they all meet. You know, the Collins, for the first time, are meeting Jake, Devin, and Lexi. And right off the bat, Mrs. Collins notices, like, oh, my son Henry loves the Good Guy dolls, you know? So Mr. Collins sees Joseph a couple times throughout this episode. One time it is Chucky, but in the beginning, it's just Joseph, you know? And he ends up saying, like, you know, you have a nice costume on there. Are you lost? So we end up seeing Lexi. She goes up to Grant's bedroom. Chucky's peering through the roof, just watching everybody, saying, bring it on, bitches. Henry asks Joseph what he's doing up there. You know, I just finished carving pumpkins, you know? So this whole time, we're like, what the hell? So Chucky looks at the knife, and he goes still, because this is when that Anna Pelpin comes in. And it's like, yo, when is she going to die? Because she's just very annoying at this time. She's counting to 10, hide and seek, but we see Chucky gone. So she doesn't actually die at this part yet. But where did Chucky go? So Lexi and Grant still in the bedroom. They're hooking up. Jake and Devrin are looking for Chucky now. So we're just going around the room looking for Henry, looking for Chucky, the child's play doll that they know is Joseph. Jennifer Tilly gets her voodoo for dummies and immediately uses revenge on Evelyn with the cigarette. She makes a voodoo doll. She calls on Dembala. She obviously still has the power of Dembala. She says, we're going to have some fun. Chop, chop, chop. And she ends up cutting her neck, cutting her wrist. She stabs herself a couple times, you know, skins her hand with a little skinner, you know, a peeler. It's insane. She goes all out on this one. And then, sure enough, the lady's going to be smashing her head off the walls, putting herself in boiling water, and that's when she comes up. She's obviously dead, and she's boiled to a crisp. We see Lexi, Jake, and Devin. They're all going to confront Joseph, who's actually right in front of Henry. And the president is just like, what is this guy even doing here, you know? He's holding it all himself. So Grant tells Lexi, you're just like all the rest. You've been using her for this. So a blackout occurs, and Chucky's going to end up running away. Mr. Collins goes to Chucky saying Joseph, and, you know, we end up seeing Henry, who's given the doll back, is Jake and Devin are trying to actually get a hold of the doll, you know, so it's like, wow, so we end up seeing, Annie says, you know, they're all here, I can come and see them all, you know, thinking that the ghosts are around, right? Sure enough, we look upside the wall. The chandelier is starting to fall, instantly killing everybody, killing the reporter, killing this Annie. She gets up, and we're like, how the hell did she even, you know, survive this? And when she gets up, she just starts slowly, her face falls right off, just melts, and then her whole body falls. Everybody's screaming, right? So now we're going to get a flashback where we see Chucky. He's been sneaking off to. This whole time, he's been dismantling the chandelier from the top. So Chucky's saying, like, I like to play, as Henry grabs the doll, you know, because the Secret Service is rushing everyone out. All these people just died in front of them, you know, and they grab the Collins. They end up leaving, and we end up seeing Chucky just taunt him. I like to play, heidi ho. So we see Jennifer asking about the commotion, things like that, and you know, sure enough, the cop's gonna give a little back, you know, a little back to her. She ends up spitting her gum out in what looks like beans. So Jennifer Tilly, with a smile on her face, obviously is going to take it. She says it's juicy fruit. That's for dessert, right? So she makes another doll. She puts juicy fruit in there, and now she's being controlled by Tiffany. So Tiffany tells her, there's 6 guards between me and my personal freedom. I need 6 personal items from each of them, you know? So this is the plan. Obviously, she's going to get out by using this. But we're going to see, you know, 6 people is a lot. So she better get going, she says, you know, there's not a lot of time, 3 weeks before she dies. So now we see Chucky. He's going to try this Dembala again. He's given more than enough sacrifices, 13 of them to be exact, 7 more than you have asked. So Abe Dewey Dembala, give me the power, I beg of you, you know, all that stuff starts coming out, but it doesn't work again. And he takes his mask off for the first time in the episode, and we can't even believe it. It's an old man, an old decrepit look at, you know, Chucky. I almost just called him Jimmy for some reason. And he's yelling, Dembalar, why have you forsaken me? I'm fucking dying. And we end up seeing Henry coming in saying, Chucky, what's wrong? So it was cool. I watched the whole entire episode from T. You know, this was live as well. So I did get to get a preview of season 2. And it's crazy. It starts off with, like, you know, Chucky's not dead yet. And then we see old man Chucky. So it looks like Chucky is going to live out his fantasy before he dies and just try and kill all these people. And Jennifer Tilly, it looks like she gives him some, you know, leeway and backing by saying, you're fucking Chucky, you know, you're a killer doll. this is who you are, I'd say go out with a bang, you know, go out with as many people as you can go out with. And then it looks like we actually see an old man, Chucky, in human form, so we don't know what that's going to be yet. A lot of speculation on that. But that, for right now, is going to do it for Season 3. What do you guys think about Season 3? Do you think it is on the right par to be a pretty good season, or what? What are your thoughts on it? I'd like to know. Please go to our Twitter and let us know. Use the hashtag 31 Days of Child's Play. I'd appreciate that. Also, check us out on our Instagram, Twitch. I got the J-Pod Bonecast Gaming. Soon we're going to be going over Spider-Man, some cool stuff. So, yeah, if you would, I'd really enjoy it. And like I said, that's going to do it for this season of Chucky. We do have the Child's Play reboot I will be talking about. And then our Heidi Ho special, we're going to come and we're just going to wrap it all up and have a good send-off like we always do. So I appreciate you guys for listening. Thank you so much for literally taking the time out to listen to these summaries of this, you know, television show. I know a lot of you guys don't watch it, but if you are a fan of the Chucky series and have kept up, I definitely recommend it, no doubt. Is this the end for Chucky? I'm very, you know, I'm almost certain that they're going to stop it after Season 3. I think Season 3 is going to end somehow. Either that or he gets a whole new body or something. We don't know yet. But I can't see it going on any further than this. If they come back to the movies, like I said, I think that'd be amazing. We will just have to watch and see. So 2024, we'll see what happens when Season 3, Episode 5 comes back. And as we know, these Chucky seasons only have 8 episodes. That's why this is the mid-season finale. So I actually timed this out perfect with the podcast, and I didn't even mean to schedule it that way. So again, thank you guys so much for just bearing with me through all of this, and I appreciate you guys as always. I'll see you tomorrow.